This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Assume you have a mini ready to go.
I don't have one ready to go because you didn't tell me how you were feeling today.
To be fair, you didn't ask.
How are you feeling?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I am feeling like an AI update.
Again?
The last one we got wasn't really AI, it was robots.
It was too. Don't even call into question what it was. Okay, I only have one more in here, so let's see if it's filed properly. And I feel like it's bordering on news of another category. So this one is from ZDNet.com.
Never heard of it.
Written by Tiernan Ray, who is a senior contributing writer, April 18, 2025. AI has grown beyond human knowledge, says Google's DeepMind unit.
Well, AI would say that.
The world of artificial intelligence has recently been preoccupied with advancing generative AI beyond simple tests that AI models easily pass. The famed Turing test has been beaten in some sense, and controversy rages over whether the newest models are being built to game the benchmark tests that measure performance. The problem, say scholars at Google DeepMind unit, is not the tests themselves, but the limited way AI models are developed. The data used to train AI is too restricted and static, and will never propel AI to new and better abilities. In a paper posted by DeepMind last week, part of a forthcoming book by MIT Press, researchers propose that AI must be allowed to have experiences of a sort, interacting with the world to formulate goals based on signals from the environment. Quote, incredible new capabilities will arise once the full potential of experiential learning is harnessed, end quote, write DeepMind scholars David Silver and Richard Sutton in the paper, Welcome to the Era of Experience. The two scholars are legends in the field. Silver most famously led the research that resulted in AlphaZero, DeepMind's AI model that beat humans in games of chess and Go. What's Go?
It's a Chinese game that has black and white pieces. It's widely known that it has like basically infinite different setups of how it can play out. So it's supposed to be one of the hardest games to actually map out for a computer.
More than chess?
Yeah, infinitely more.
Oh, weird. It sounds not like something I would want to play. Sounds difficult.
I get that.
Even though it was fairly vague. Sutton is one of the two Turing Award winner developers of an AI approach called reinforcement learning that Silver and his team used to create AlphaZero. The approach the two scholars advocate builds upon reinforcement learning and the lessons of AlphaZero. It's called Streams and is meant to remedy the shortcomings of today's large language models, which are developed solely to answer individual human questions. Silver and Sutton suggest that shortly after AlphaZero and its predecessor AlphaGo burst on the scene, generative AI tools such as ChatGPT took the stage and discarded reinforcement learning. That move had benefits and drawbacks. Gen AI was an important advance because AlphaZero's use of reinforcement learning was restricted to limited applications. The technology couldn't go beyond, quote, full information, end quote, games, such as chess, where all the rules are known. Gen AI models, on the other hand, can handle spontaneous input from humans never before encountered, without explicit rules about how things are supposed to turn out. However, discarding reinforcement learning meant something was lost in this transition, an agent's ability to self-discover in its own knowledge, they write. Instead, they observe that LLMs, which is, let me
large
just
learning
remind
models.
You. Yeah. good memory, rely on human prejudgment or what the human wants at the prompt stage. That approach is too limited. They suggest that human judge imposes an impenetrable ceiling on the agent's performance. The agent cannot discover better strategies underappreciated by the human rater. Not only is human judgment an impediment, but the short, clip nature of prompt interactions never allows the AI model to advance beyond question and answer.
I always feel like AI should be in a question and answer phase, shouldn't it? Like it needs a prompt from somebody to move on, lest it be able to take its own steps outside of that question answer dialogue.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just thinking. You would think it would need a prompt in a form where it's on a computer, but what if you have AI running a robot that's in a race where they weren't in what we saw on the mini? However, what if it was AI? What if it could run on its own, right? Wouldn't it run without a prompt then?
I would hope it would still need a prompt.
Yeah.
Go run this race.
And I guess then it would run the race to completion until it needed, But
I don't know. I like the idea of having a prompt for it to respond to as opposed to doing its own thing.
Yeah.
Which kind of sounds like we're getting a little too advanced in my mind.
Yeah, and that's what the article's about, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Quote, in the era of human data, language-based AI has largely focused on short interaction episodes. For example, a user asks a question, perhaps after a few thinking steps or tool use interactions, and the agent responds, the researcher writes. Quote, the agent aims exclusively for outcomes within the current episode, such as directly answering a user's questions. I am just using quotations willy-nilly in this. I'm very sorry. There should be a lot of quotations in here that I'm just not using. So I hope it's making its way across. I just don't want to say quote. It feels like too much today. I had a bee attack recently.
We basically had the deep state trying to stop us from going.
Yeah, basically. All in all, I'll continue now. There's no memory. There's no continuity between snippets of interaction and prompting. Quote, typically, literal information carries over from one episode to the next, precluding any adaptation over time, end quote, writes Silver and Sutton. However, in their proposed age of experience, quote, agents will inhabit streams of experience rather than short snippets of interaction, end quote. Silver and Sutton draw an analogy between streams and humans learning over a lifetime of accumulated experience and how they act based on long-range goals, not just the immediate task. Powerful agents should have their own stream of experience that progresses, like humans, over a long time scale, they write. Those were in quotes. Whoops. Silver and Sutton argue that, quote, today's technology, end quote, it really adds to it when I put the quotes in, is enough to start building streams. In fact, the initial steps along the way can be seen in developments such as web browsing, AI agents, including OpenAI's deep research. Quote, recently, a new wave of prototype agents have started to interact with computers in an even more general manner by using the same interface that humans use to operate a computer, end quote, they write. The browser's agent marks a transition from exclusively human-privileged communication to much more autonomous interactions where the agent is able to act independently in the world. As AI agents move beyond just web browsing, they need a way to interact and learn from the world, Silver and Sutton suggests. Are they suggesting that it evolves? Is that what I'm getting from this?
I don't know if...
Essentially.
They mean evolve. I think they're just meaning that they need to be able to do this thing.
The robots.
No, like the companies who own the robots.
Oh, okay. Let me go on and see if it answers my question. They propose that the AI agents in streams will learn via the same reinforcement learning principle as AlphaZero. The machine is given a model in the world in which it interacts, akin to a chessboard and a set of rules. As the AI agent explores and takes actions, it receives feedback as rewards. These rewards train the AI model on what is more or less valuable among possible actions in a given circumstance. The world is full of various signals providing those rewards, if the agent is allowed to look for them, Silver and Sutton suggest. Quote, where do rewards come from, if not from human data? Once agents become connected to the world through rich action and observation spaces, there will be no shortage of grounded signals to provide a basis for reward. In fact, the world abounds with quantities such as cost, error rates, hunger, productivity, health metrics, climate metrics, profit, sales, exam results, successes, visits, yield, stock, likes, income, pleasure, pain, economic indicators, accuracy, power, distance, speed, efficiency, or energy consumption. In addition, there are innumerable additional signals arising from the occurrence of specific events or from features derived from raw sequences of observations and actions, end quote. To start the AI agent from a foundation, AI developers might use a world model simulation. The world model lets an AI model make predictions, test those predictions in the real world, and then use the reward signals to make the model more realistic. Quote, as the agent continues to interact with the world through its stream of experience, its dynamics model is continually updated to correct any errors in its predictions, end quote, they write. Silver and Sutton still expect humans to have a role in defining goals for which the signals and rewards serve to steer the agent. For example, a user might specify a broad goal such as improve my fitness, and the reward function might return a function of the user's heart rate, sleep duration, and steps taken. Or the user might specify a goal of help me learn Spanish, and the reward function could return the user's Spanish exam results. The human feedback becomes the top level goal that all us serve. That's what I was just wondering.
That sounds incredibly intrusive.
Because what if it's not getting those rewards? Is that, I don't know anything about how AI is set up. I don't know. I mean,
it's just
my AI
flipping around in the hardware, or sorry, in
as much
a
as I shouldn't
somewhere.
Be giving away our secrets, my AI would be rewarded by our high level profits on each episode.
And which is why we're a multi-million dollar enterprise.
Yes.
Please still give us money. We need it so bad.
Yeah. That is why we do all the episodes such as we do about corporations, because we are one.
There was a red herring out really, there so that you guys are off the trail.
Really fooled you. We really fooled you. We're trying to throw those fucking orcas off our yachts. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how AI works. I'm certainly not giving my AI treats.
A big thing that I'm worried about with how they were describing this is they're talking about like a lone AI doing this, but that wouldn't be the case. It would be multiple different AIs potentially doing this at the same time, which likely would then mean they're interacting out there without human interaction with each other, which is literally just the dead internet theory that the internet's just going to be robots at the end.
I've never heard this theory.
We can do an episode on the dead internet theory at a different time, which is really coming to life.
I would really like to do that. This does keep going on a lot, so I hope you get the point. I don't know that I fully wrap my head around this.
But that's okay. You guys got 48 hours, and then you can just move on with it and just learn about the stuff that we're teaching you on Friday and just forget that this other one exists.
I probably will. Yeah, bye.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.